From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jack Kosowski. Smithfield Foods workers are suing the company over conditions at one of its meat processing plants in northern Missouri. KBIA's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia reports.
The suit alleges workers at the Missouri plant are being forced to work in cramped environments without enough protective equipment, putting them at risk of contracting COVID-19. Workers say production speed has increased since a COVID-19 outbreak shut down a major Smithfield plant in South Dakota. David Maraskin is one of the lawyers representing the plaintiffs in the suit.
All we want, all we are asking for is for it to aggressively defend its workers. Right? If they do that, our claims go away.
In a statement, Smithfield denies the allegations and says it looks forward to defending itself in court. Smithfield has said it will pay any worker that has to quarantine up to 14 days if they test positive for the virus. The suit seeks an injunction to force Smithfield to change the speed of production and calls for a testing and tracing protocol for workers.
Nearly 60,000 more Missouri workers filed initial unemployment claims last week. That's according to data released Thursday by the Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. The number is down sharply from the 101,722 claims the previous week. 388,479 workers have filed claims since the week ending on March 21st, when social distancing restrictions became more common in an effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons says most businesses throughout the state will be able to open by May 4th, but there will be social distancing guidelines in place. He'll release those details next week. Parsons said even businesses like hair salons and fitness centers will be allowed to open despite not being able to practice social distancing. He says that he may offer some guidance and require protective equipment, but it'll largely be up to businesses.
I don't think you're going to need government to regulate everything about how you run your business. I think, number one, the business will take it upon themselves to make sure the customers feel safe. And frankly, the customers are not going to go there if they don't feel safe.
Parson also extended the state of emergency for Missouri until June 15th, which gives him additional resources to respond quickly when needed. According to the Missourian, MU's interim chancellor, Moon Choi, is less optimistic about the university opening up campus to full in-person operations for the fall semester. Choi says that other options are being laid out, including hybrid classes that mix having online and in-person requirements. Delaying the start of the semester is also an option. Choi expects MU to have positive cases of COVID-19 on campus. Choi says that MU is working on having increased testing capabilities for students, faculty, and staff. If anyone on campus tests positive for COVID-19, Choi says that MU is planning for ways to quarantine them. If MU continues with remote classes, Choi says the way the classes are being taught online will have to improve. I'm Jack Kosowski, KBIA News, Columbia.